Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, an antitrust attorney weighs the legal risks of a hypothetical AstraZeneca-Bristol-Myers squib merger, Eli Lilly beats Wall Street estimates on soaring Mounjaro and Zepbound sales, and raises its full-year guidance, and the FDA approves Moderna's first mRNA-based flu vaccine for adults 50 and older. Ron Lantin, senior partner at Lantin and Sosa Law, tells Pharmaceutical Executive that a hypothetical AstraZeneca-Bristol-Myers squib combination would clear the Hart-Scott-Rodino filing threshold with ease. But the real risk lies in narrower therapeutic overlaps rather than the company's overall size. He points to direct competition between Yervoy and Imjudo in CTLA-4 treatments, Opdivo and Imfinzi in PD-L1, and prospective clashes in myeloma cell therapy and antibody-drug conjugate programs. Eli Lilly posted $23 billion in second-quarter revenue, up 48% year-over-year, driven by a 60% jump in volume for its injectable GLP-1 drugs. Mounjaro sales climbed 91% to $9.94 billion, and Zepbound brought in $4.93 billion, together accounting for nearly two-thirds of quarterly revenue. Injectables continue to outpace oral options, with roughly 3 in 4 new patient starts, and about 80% of Medicare obesity pilot patients choosing injections. Lilly's new obesity pill, Foundayo, brought in $98 million, short of analyst expectations, though the company says prescriptions nearly doubled in the last week of July. Finally, FDA has approved Mefluciva, Moderna's mRNA-based influenza vaccine, for adults 50 and older, marking the company's first mRNA flu shot and its fourth FDA-approved product. In a phase 3 trial of more than 40,000 adults, the vaccine showed 26.6% relative efficacy against a standard dose comparator, with efficacy reaching 27.4% in adults 65 and older. Approval in that older group came via the accelerated pathway, pending a confirmatory post-marketing trial. Moderna says supply will reach select retailers ahead of the 2026 to 2027 respiratory virus season, with regulatory submissions also under review in the European Union, Canada, and Australia. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.